own. He's big enough to create the world. He's big enough to hang the stars in space, but he's small enough to live in my heart. It's great to know, isn't it? Happy New Year! Glad you're here and looking forward to what God is going to do this morning and what he has planned for you as a church this next year. I want to start out by just saying, for all you couples who were kind to us this last week and we got the fellowship with, my wife loved you guys and we had a great time fellowshipping with you. And she just went home thinking y'all were something. I was able to change her mind once we got home. But I appreciate all the time we had to spend with so many different couples and the kindness that you showed her, especially, and myself. And we had a ball. And so, thanks. And next weekend, she'll be back with my son, Andrew. We do our couples weekend. Let me give you the plan for next weekend. We will start at 6:30 on Friday night right in here. You will come at 6:30. You'll pick up your name tag. We're going to have a big name tag for you. Right now, we're up to 150 couples. So we're going to have a great time together. We're going to fill this place up, and we're going to do our material with you. We'll go from 6:30 to 9:30 on Friday night, and we're going to talk on Friday night, what are the mate's greatest needs? How does your mate meet your needs your way? We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to do the God part on Friday night. What does God have to say about all this marriage stuff? It was his idea. What is God trying to accomplish in all this? And then on Saturday, we get to the skills training. We're going to teach you the different styles of communication. On Saturday morning, we go from 8:15 to 8:30. We're going to have coffee and donuts. Now, I'm not sure exactly how we're going to do that, but it will require several of these rooms, obviously, to have you come and get your coffee and your donuts. And then we're going to start at 8:30. Now, Friday night, we start at what time? Say it again. 6:30. And then if you're going to, if you go to work and you come in late or something, just skip out early and tell me you have to be with me and it'll be okay. But if you're going to be a little late, there's going to be plenty of room. And if you're a few minutes late, don't worry about it. But if you're late because you missed the time, it's 6:30. And then again, Saturday morning, 8:15, 8:30. Then 8:30, we're going to start. Now, we have to start right at 8:30 or we can't get you out of here by noon. And so we have a lot of material to cover. Now, we have so much material to cover, I have decided that on Sunday morning and Sunday night, I know what I'm going to preach to you, but the following week, on the 19th, I'm going to finish up the couples weekend, and I'm going to preach a little longer on this family stuff. So we're back to preaching on faith. I'm going to take two more weeks. We're going to go to the family, and then we'll come back to faith after that. So for right now, we're going to kind of head in another direction for about 2 weeks, and we're going to continue to boast of the family thing. Now, on Sunday, we have church Sunday morning, and I'm going to preach on the heart of the home. What are the hindrances to your home? How do you have hope in your home? How do you have healing in your home? Sunday night at 5 o'clock, all the couples and anyone else who wants to come will meet in here at 5, and we're going to do our last session on how to resolve conflict. Now, if you're in the children's area, you have a meeting at 5 o'clock, don't you? Yes. Okay, so we're going to have a busy day Sunday, so check the schedule. We're going to start at 4 o'clock with your stuff. At 5 o'clock till about 10 after 6, we're going to be in here with the couples. At 6:15, David's going to sing one song, and then I'm going to come, and I'm going to go right into singing, and I'm going to do about a 20-minute mini concert that will set the stage for where I'm going to go on Sunday night. And then Sunday night, I'm preaching a message entitled, I've Lost That Loving Feeling. And some of you men will be up here as my background singers. I've recruited you already. You know who you are. And so we're going to preach on how do you lose that loving feeling. I'm going to show you how it happened. I'm going to show you how to get it back. I love you, I'm not going anywhere, I'm staying with you, but you need to know something, I have absolutely no feely love for you. I'm going to show you how it happens, I'm going to show you how to get it back. So we've got a great weekend planned. Now, Brother Harry, I want to come, but my mate won't come with me. What do I do? You slap him upside his head and tell him I said to get in here. No. If your mate can't come with you, you come by yourself. Sign up by yourself. There are going to be about 20 or so people who will be here by themselves because their mates can't come. It's half price. You come. You won't feel out of tune. We're not. This is not a coupling thing. Couples have to sit together, but if you're by yourself, you will not feel out of place because we're going to be at teaching time. We don't break up into small groups. You don't have to tell us how your parents beat you as a child or any of that stuff. It's just going to be a lecture time, and we will feed off each other and talk back to each other, but we won't put you on the spot where you have to be sitting in a circle and telling your story. That's not going to happen. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to come by yourself and your mate can't come, you sign up because we want you to be here, and then we're going to look forward to what God's going to do. And I'll be honest with you, I'm excited because I know what God's going to do. Because we've been doing this for 6 years now. We've taught this now to 9,000 couples. I know what God's going to do. Unless he crosses us up and has something else planned, you're going to see something that weekend that's going to absolutely change the way you do home. And you're going to walk away. And guys, you're going to walk away because suddenly you're not the problem any longer. You're the solution. And we're going to show you how to make your husbands the solution, not the problem, ladies. You say, well, that's going to be some trick. Now, take your Bibles this morning and turn to me to the book of Exodus, chapter 2. And we're starting a new year, and so I thought I would continue this series that I'm teaching on faith. The title of this series is, So, you want to walk with God by faith, huh? Well, let's just see about that. And this morning, I want to speak to you on this subject. How do you launch the Ark of Faith? How do you launch the Ark of Faith? Exodus, chapter 2. Beginning at verse 1. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that the child was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch, and she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. Then the sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? Yes, go, she answered, and the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you. And so the woman took the baby and nursed him, and when the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water. We've been looking at this life of faith, and we see some things about the life of faith. The circumstances have a way of dictating in our life. And circumstances can be positive, circumstances can be negative, but